Now, since losing the White House in November, the Democratic Party has been searching for middle ground on the issue of abortion. Democratic leaders say they don't want to change the party's fundamental commitment to abortion rights. At the same time, they have been recruiting anti-abortion candidates for two upcoming Senate races. And those efforts are drawing opposition from some parts of the Democrats' political base, as NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
The Democratic platform and its commitment to abortion rights is not about to change. But Democratic leaders are backing Representative Jim Langevin, who is opposed to abortion rights, in his bid for a Rhode Island Senate seat. And just last week, the party cleared the way for another anti-abortion candidate, State Treasurer Robert Casey Jr., to run for Senate in Pennsylvania. That worries Nancy Keenan, the president of NARAL Pro-Choice America, the nation's biggest abortion rights advocacy group.
We have grave concern when anti-choice candidates are running because our goal is to have pro-choice candidates elected to Congress and to statewide offices and state legislatures. You know, it's early, we're watching that, but we will be supporting pro-choice candidates in any of these races.
And that means in Rhode Island and Pennsylvania, the Democrats will not have the support of NARAL in 2006. But that doesn't mean NARAL isn't part of the Democrats' efforts to recalibrate their approach to abortion. NARAL applauded remarks made recently by Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton, who called abortion a sad, tragic choice and praised faith-based abstinence programs. The new chairman of the Democratic Party, Howard Dean, also praised Senator Clinton's remarks, and recently he had this to say to a group of Mississippi Democrats.
We are going to embrace pro-life Democrats because pro-life Democrats care about kids after they're born, not just before they're born.
Why are Democrats looking for a new approach to abortion? The answer, says Democratic pollster Mark Blumenthal, lies in the 2004 election results.
Among Bush voters, more than a third, 36%, told the exit pollsters they thought abortion ought to be legal in most or some cases. 21% of John Kerry's voters believed abortion should be illegal. So the president did a better job of making pro-choice voters feel like there was room for them in his Republican tent than I think we did.
Those numbers are painful for Democratic strategist Howard Wolfson, who says the Democratic Party had actually solved this problem 10 years ago with Bill Clinton's formulation that abortion should be safe, legal, and rare.
Since then, the Democratic Party seems to have lost its way a little bit, and it's the Republican Party under George Bush that has claimed the rhetorical moderate ground.
As Wolfson points out, there was a time when the Republican Party was seen as being out of the mainstream on abortion. But then George W. Bush changed the way Republicans talk about the issue. Mr. Bush never uses the word abortion. Instead, he uses the phrase culture of life. He doesn't talk about banning abortions. He talks about changing hearts and minds. And in addition, the Republicans convinced voters they had a big tent on this issue, not by changing their anti-abortion platform, but by showcasing their pro-abortion rights stars, like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Rudy Giuliani. But as the Democrats try to make their tent bigger, they're running into resistance from activists like Victoria Duffy Hopper.
I'm a woman who believes in a woman's right to choose, but I'm also, you know, a Democrat who believes in principled politics.
Hopper is a donor and fundraiser in Los Angeles. She's married to the actor Dennis Hopper, and she recently wrote a letter signed by 16 other big Hollywood donors excoriating the Democratic leadership's decision to back Jim Langevin for Senate in Rhode Island. This is even more important than one precious Senate seat, the letter says. It's a fight for the core and soul of our party. To which Howard Wolfson responds this way.
We've lost the last two presidential elections. We've lost the last several midterm elections. We have to do a better job of reaching out to people who might vote for us but haven't in the last few cycles. Excluding people on the basis of their belief on abortion is not the right way to go about it.
In the case of Rhode Island, the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee says the party is merely looking for the strongest possible candidate. But in some cases, Victoria Hopper says, that search may have consequences.
People do not want to give to candidates that they don't fundamentally believe in, who have principles that they do not support. There are women's groups out here that I spoke with, women's donor groups, who said, let them know that the bank is closed. We will not support this.
So the Democratic Party continues to search for a new equilibrium on the abortion issue. It's trying to find a way to make its candidates more appealing to culturally conservative voters and at the same time making sure that members of the party's more liberal base don't end up staying home on Election Day or closing their wallets. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.